This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs.
Hello again from TF Metals Report. These are your weekly podcast highlights for the week of Monday, April 15th to Friday, April 19th of 2024. Again, a daily podcast, just part of what you receive as a subscriber at TFMR. And these snippets are just a small sample of what we discuss each day. Each daily podcast, usually about 20 minutes with a whole bunch of charts, headlines, screenshots of things I see on Twitter, etc. On Monday the 15th, the market was digesting all of the crazy action of the previous Friday the 12th, where gold, silver, the mining shares, crude oil, everything just got smoked during the COMEX trading day. That painted some pretty ugly candles on the daily chart, especially within the mining sector, the GDX, GDXJ, and the SILJ, which is the chart that we discuss here. SILJ, silver junior miners. And that ugly candle on Friday was leading to some continued selling on Monday. But we were actually finding some support toward the end of the day, and that was all part of what we discussed Monday the 15th. And finally, I thought I'd give you a shot of the SILJ because everybody was frustrated by the miners today. I mean, here gold and silver charging back during New York Stock Exchange hours, but yet the shares were down. The SILJ was down. GDX was down 24 cents. SILJ was down more than 1%. Okay. However, there's some encouraging news here. Look where I drew that line at 11. Yeah, price came up a couple weeks ago, banged into 11, had trouble getting through there, then went to 12 with a really ugly candle back on Friday with the massive reversal and manipulated sell-off. I think this is just some technical selling today. That chart and those candles for GDX, GDXJ, and the SILJ were so ugly, what got painted on Friday, that you kind of got some technical follow-through. But the good news is that purple line. Look, we bounced from 11 and finished up 11.08. To me, that just looks like a pullback. To me, this looks like the SILJ wants to go higher. Maybe get back up and go through 12 next time. Of course, I could be dead wrong. Maybe it's going to come down to 1060 before it finds support. But I think that's encouraging. You get that follow-through selling today, but holding that $11 level. And we'll wait to see what happens tomorrow. If you listen to these podcast summaries every week, then you know in the last couple of weeks, we've spent some time looking at the very short-term 5-day moving average on the daily charts and what that can tell us regarding the short-term trend and whether it might continue. We discussed this quite a bit last week. We're going to discuss it quite a bit again this week as well. On Tuesday the 16th, we looked at the daily chart of COMEX Gold and what that 5-day moving average might be telling us. Gold on the daily chart. Here you go. Red line is the 5-day. Green line is the 20-day. And as you can see, it has been riding that 5-day now for 8-9 days in a row. Today, tapping it, basically at support at 23.79. That line's at 23.77. But a new high all-time close today. North of 2,400, 2,406. First time we've had a daily close on the COMEX north of 2,400. This looks pretty healthy. I mean, it won't go on forever. But your first sign of a pullback and a consolidation would be a close below the red line that could eventually lead you somewhere down toward the green line. But that hasn't happened yet. Our midweek conversation this week, always a free public podcast that you can find right on the homepage at TF Metals Report. The guest this week was my old friend Alistair McLeod of Gold Money. I've known Alistair for about as long as there's been a TF Metals Report, now 14 or 15 years. He's a great analyst, and you can find his work at goldmoney.com. He's also got a new Substack that you might want to check out. This was about a 25-minute conversation. I strongly encourage you to give it a listen. Again, just go to tfmetalsreport.com, scroll down the homepage, you'll find the link, and it's free for all to listen. Here's just a very small sample of some of what Alistair had to tell us.
Gold is money, the rest is credit. Mm-hmm. It's the credit that's going down. So, and I think when people actually begin to understand in the domestic market, in other words, in America, that it is the dollar going down, then the dollar's had it. It's actually this. So this is a very important development because foreigners will understand this first. Individuals in America will understand this second. They will be the last to understand and the last, if you like, to abandon the dollar as a as a medium of exchange and to abandon the credit. But this sort of thing could actually take off very, very quickly, the collapse of fiat currencies, now that it is starting. Because the more that it becomes apparent that the US government is in a debt trap and interest rates are going to rise, killing virtually everything. I mean, imagine what happens to the equity markets, for example. Mm-hmm. Imagine what happens to commercial real estate. Imagine what happens to any business which is over-leveraged. Imagine what happens to any business who finds that the banks are no longer prepared to lend to them. This is going to be a major crisis. And I can tell you that the Fed has got no control over this at all, because this is a debt-driven problem. It's not something that can be remedied, if you like, by lowering interest rates.
Thursday the 18th brought more volatility, but it brought another up day in COMEX gold, another $10 gain, price moving toward $2,400 per ounce. So it's time to revisit that gold daily chart and that five-day moving average. Again, the very short-term moving average is only helpful in helping you to determine whether the trend continues to be higher or sideways or downward. So we keep looking at that five-day moving average to see if the uptrend is continuing. And as of Thursday the 18th, it certainly was. Here's gold, okay, hanging in there above that five-day moving average. I think it closed the COMEX today around 2397. You can see the five-day 2390. Like I said, right now, 2394. But no doubt moving sideways, really, for the last 5 days or so. So even though we're still above the five-day, this is not showing me a sign that we are imminently ready to spike rally again, which is all part of why I'm on the sidelines. See the candles I've circled here from late March? See how we kind of, after we rallied in early March, and then we kind of flagged sideways under the five-day, hovered around it. Once we got clearly back above it, look at that one on March 31st or whatever that is. The entire candle, both the wick and the tail, are above the five-day. Okay, well, that's your sign that here we go again, and we did rally significantly. $150. Well, that's what we'll look for now again. Okay, that'll be a sign that we're not consolidating. You know, I think we've been consolidating, obviously, for the last 5 days, and we may do it for another 5 days through option expiration. But what we'll wait for, if we're going to get another, you know, surge higher to 2,500 or something like that, is going to be with these candles getting fully above the five-day again. Overnight Thursday was certainly interesting as gold and silver futures spiked to weekly highs on reports of Israel attacking Iran. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed, and all of that spike was worked back out of the market by the time the COMEX opened on Friday morning. Now, we got a nice rally after that. And why? Well, copper continues to lend strength to silver. Copper charging higher. Looks like it wants to keep on going over the next couple of weeks, too. That helped drive a bid into silver. And as we've been watching for the last couple of weeks, that got silver back above its own five-day moving average. Now, we will watch next week to see if it can trade an entire day, high and low, above that five-day, as we discussed back on Thursday regarding the gold chart. If silver can pull that off, that'll be a sign that it's ready to move higher again. I suspect it will continue to flag sideways for most of next week, however, as we have the May silver contract going off the board and all of the May COMEX option expirations coming too. There's also a bunch of data during the week and then on Friday of next week, the latest PCE inflation data too. So we'll have some headwinds due to the calendar and due to that inflation data, but we'll see how it goes. Again, we'll keep a close eye on that five-day moving average for both gold and silver, because as long as price remains comfortably above there, we are in a short-term uptrend. And as we wrap up this week, that uptrend continues. Thank you for listening to the TF Metals Report podcast highlights. Again, a free daily podcast, all part of what you get as being a subscriber at TF Metals Report. It's just $15 a month, or about 50 cents a day. Man, you need as much objective, independent analysis as you can get these days, and that's what you're going to find at TFMR. So please check us out, tfmetalsreport.com. Have a great weekend.